Dr. Panda, I got a question about what the random ingredient that accidentally went into the volcano in the very first episode was. So I'm here to answer that now and how I got it. So that wrong ingredient that went into the volcano was a sort of
magic.
Oh yeah, this person right here, this is Twig.
Puddle magic.
He's here. He's here.
And Melvin.
And Melvin. They decided to join us. I like your Hawaiian shirt, Twig. Okay, so that chemical or liquid, whichever you want to call it, was a sort of potion that I've gathered ingredients for over a long period of time. And you broke the ruler again.
Sorry!
Can you please stop messing with the ruler?
Okay. Okay, I'm just going to describe here.
Yeah, good idea. So, the chemical was a mix of ingredients. The way I found the first ingredient was I was traveling through my neighborhood.
Tree.
My neighborhood tree? I don't have a neighborhood tree.
No, I was just saying tree.
I was traveling through my neighborhood.
Trees.
Yes, my neighborhood has trees. I was traveling through my neighborhood with trees when I found this bag of powder on the ground. So I picked it up and brung it back to my lab. Yeah, so the first ingredient is sort of uneventful. The second ingredient was the powder and water. The powder was full of what looks like baking soda, what acts like baking soda, but is really powerful. So I guess the powder is sort of like a really powerful baking soda. Yes, how about that? The really powerful baking soda plus water created this really gooey substance. So the powder plus the substance is part of it. The third material was the goo plus the powder plus 20 dandelion stems. I know, it's weird. It's weird, it's weird. And a leaf from a bamboo stick thing.
Tree.
I'm not exactly sure what to call those.
Tree.
Even though I live around them, I still don't really know if they should be called bamboo trees, bamboo sticks. I know they're called bamboo forests.
They're bamboo trees.
Okay, let's call them bamboo trees. So, I mixed all that together, and I got the potion.
Potion. Potion, potion, potion.
But the piece of bamboo tree I got was from a weird and sort of creepy salesperson. The creepy salesperson is sort of, it was a hooded figure. I don't really know their name.
I met them, but it was sort of like a,
oh, well, I'm here to buy something. And it's sort of like if you go to a store and you don't really know the cashier's name. It's sort of like, oh, I met you one time in my life, never gonna remember this. But this is what the salesperson said to me.
You can have it for that price.
That sounds creepy.
$10. $10.05 plus tax.
Oh,
and it's kissed.
So, because the bamboo is apparently cursed, yes, cursed. The portal potion thing. So I guess the potion was sort of like liquefied, super powered baking soda. So if I was stirring it with my trusty mixing spoon, and then day after I start making a baking soda volcano and I'm stirring it, the portal potion liquid stuck to my spoon and dried. So when it went back into liquid, it liquefied again and blew up my entire lab. Don't worry, I have rebuilt my lab by now. Actually, yes, with Twig. Yes, with Twig and Bill's help. Melvin helped a little. He was mostly helpful with making holes for nails and screws. Yes, good Melvin. But it's bigger. I also have a private room where anything that I want to explode goes in there. Like, I put the thing that's gonna explode in the room after I start it, the exploding process. I put it in the room and close the door. So,
what if the door blows up?
The entire room is made of super strong material, so the most it will do is crack a little, maybe. But so that was the portal potion. It wasn't really important that I wash the spoon, given that usually by the time I'm using it again, it's been a couple days and the material sort of like just evaporated, gone, or just too crusted on that it'll ever come off. But that time usually takes like a week because science takes time, but apparently this did not. So, no kicking in here. What have I told you about playing ball in my laboratory, Twig?
To do it.
No, I told you don't do it. Now I'm going to take the ball away for this. Or not. So where was I? Oh, yeah. The potion got mixed in with the volcano and blew up my lab. So if you were wondering what the thing that made my entire lab blow up, because baking soda volcanoes don't usually do that. They usually just squirt out gooey liquid and make the entire room messy, not blow up the entire room and make the surrounding mile messy with wreckage. But that is the chemical that accidentally went in. If you were wondering, there's your answer. If you want to me to answer any more of your questions about any episode, just send end in a message and I will answer it. If you want to send in a voice message, type in anchor.fm slash Dylan Albert Rousseau's last messages. Thank you. Science Tales is a fantasy plus science podcast. Its writer is Dr. Panda. Its co-writer is
Lee Captain.
Our producer and co-producers are Dr. Panda and Twig. Our editor is the narrator. Our sound effects are by
Bill Arrow
and the Anchor app. Our inspirational supporter is Bogey, our dog. This podcast is recorded in a live studio audience.